Begin the current time, B'sachim, the flame test, begin on the days, begin the test, the master, begin with Zigmar, Aruga, Basvav, Tfachim. If you have a bed of vegetation, that's six Tfachim, Zeran Latochi, Hezram, then you can plant inside of it five seeds. That was the halacha that we said was the Chiddush of Rav, which is the halachic, although it's different species, which would be Ram Klaim. But in that measurement, you could get up to five plants. And that's, as Tais ben Timon, Tais has to take a second look. He says, since they're three tefachim away from each other. So they're not nourishing one from the other, because as Tais says, the middle one is only distant from the other ones, only distance of three tefachim, because if it's six tefachim and you have one in the middle, that's how you get five, four on each side, and one in the middle, so it's only three tefachim away from the other one. And that's all it has to be. So then, the paragraph of Kiva Mashma, Nigmar Shabbat Abbey, Heyman, sounds like the Dalma Abaruch as Aruga, that you're having four on four sides of the rows, meaning Leber Kron is not on the corners, Elba Emta Aruch is rather in the middle of the ends. Some canes, as Tayyip, if that's the case, Yizar Latecha Hezron, that you have to plant inside of this area nine seeds, Gimel Shurisha Gimel Gimel, you have three rows of three apiece, the Erechikim, Zemisekim, each one's going to be far from the other one, three Tvachim, and that's all you need to have. And that by me, the reason says, no, it's not just because of nourishing. And that would be enough. Because we're concerned about the mixture, after they're going to grow, and the branches are going to spread out, that's where they only permitted five, where there's not so much intermingling. And the Chacham did not want to permit any more. But you should know this, because they actually wouldn't even permit five of them. Unless, as the Gemara learns out over there, explicitly in Pasuk. Even though the sages know that five different plants in an area of six tvachim does not nourish from each other. That's not where it ends. It doesn't end just with nourishing. It's because I'm concerned about that it's going to have one big mixture, and that's why they initially didn't want to let five, but most definitely don't let nine, even though technically you could do it in a way, in the formation of having nine in this area of on the corners and the middles, and they have three rows of three in this area matching up, and you technically would be able to fit in over there. That's not going to be sufficient. But then says Tosis, "Vem tami begin to say beigs are mitoich chamishas rem." Then how do you go ahead and plant inside with five different seeds? But vein rochis em ezesh leisus tavachem. Okay, fine. It doesn't end by the nourishing, and you're also concerned about revuvia, but you don't even have three tavachem from each one. The whole ikamokum is, you have the place of where the planting itself, which takes up space too, and then it comes out that you're not having at least three tvachim from one seed to another one. Answers the tvachim shall klayim seichakais. The tvachim that comes to that of forbidden mixtures are larger tvachim. Like it's obviously more beginning of Erevin, Davdal, and Medav. It comes out, even if you would take away the place of where it's planted, you still would have from an exacting area of three tvachim in this row of six tvachim. Bria man, he gives a different approach. He says, no, the Gemir, we have a tradition, the Bahachi Leyanki, that in this measurement, it's not going to nourish. Av b'sheish makam zram, although there is the place of the seeds taking up space, still, that was part of the drasha we learned out there in Masechtas Shabbos. Next Tez Master begins with Zigmar, le shlukim lim of v'shal. Not if it's shalik, not if it's cooked. Tez explains that shlika, seemingly, is more cooked than regular cooking, saying that you cannot fulfill your obligation of mar, if it was stewed or if it was cooked. So Taisa says, Mashma sounds like the Shlika, how a Tvei Mevishal, that Shlika, which is stewing, is more than just cooking. That's what I'm coming to tell you, that even if it was, not only if it was stewed, that's not good, but even the regular cooking would nullify from being mar. Because Dilavach, if that wouldn't be the case, then it would be like, you're saying this, and I don't have to tell you this. And so it sounds like in many places that Shlukin is more cooking than cooking. Problem is, as Taisis, what did Namper Gimel mean? Listing where it says, Nozan of the main base. I'm a Vashla Shlom, I shall can be cooking the Shlom, or if it was stewed by the Shlom in Nazis. So you see, it mentions the cooking before the stewing. Avagav the Shlik have a Tremor Vishal, although stewing is more than cooking. So, and that's a Taisis, that's not difficult, because Laibas and Zubin Tzakla Mazu. That's not saying one thing and that unnecessary to say the other one, because to the contrary, the Kamash one, that's what actually the Chidj come to tell us over there. The Bishlika in the Yitzim, Teres Bishal, that it's come to tell you, that if you stewed the shlamim, you would have thought to say that since you overcooked it until it dissolved, then it's not considered cooked anymore, and then the nazir nafal is mitzvah cooking that shami nazir. That's coming to tell you that no, that shlukin is still considered and included in the bushel. That is the second chiddush, and therefore that's why we say I'm a vasha shlom oishalka, and they say not only regular cooking, but even stewing is going to be considered valid as a valid type of cooking.